Okay, it is now, today is January 1, first day of 2025. Okay, Richard wanted me to start a recorder, so here we go. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is mutual priorities, and we're going to try to keep this as non-contentious as possible. In other words, you know, try not to do any fence mining, platforming, or trying to help Rico, whatever, but it's just what we both want, because, I think I have the feeling that maybe you're kind of withholding some of your true wants. I just have that feeling. That's
well,
all.
Well, it's true. I already told you I was.
Okay.
Because while you are sick,
uh-huh.
I can't be totally transparent. Because when I was transparent before, I got bit hard and threw you into a depression.
Okay. Well.
So right now, because of your sickness, you're more brittle and not, you know, foul weather. That's it. So GSD will have to wait. Lots of GSD will have to wait until you become more foul weather. And if I'm foul weather, I would like you to call me out on it. Because I'm officially taking responsibility that I can handle any foul weather. I'm officially making the statement anyways. Okay. That's all I'm doing now. Whether I can't actually do that or not, that's different. And I do believe that there are places where I can't handle foul weather.
Okay.
I do believe that. Okay, but I'm officially saying that I can. And if there's any area where I can't handle foul weather, I want that actually officially documented somewhere so that I have something somewhere, because we do have to rely on what I call key drawer documentation.
Okay, well, this is
key drawer means you know where to find it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is one of those where I believe there's a lot where you say one thing, you know, where your actions, there's a big gap between your actions and your words. And you said that you're fully able to handle foul weather.
I didn't say that, Richard. And I have a recording. I already acknowledged that I can't.
Well, I said
I'm making my official statement that I'm responsible for all foul weather.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, do you understand the difference? I know that there's certain foul weather bombs waiting.
Yeah,
to be okay. Set off. Okay?
Okay,
I know they exist right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I acknowledge that.
Okay.
Do you understand that now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, what I'm saying is, for us to move ahead, we do need to rely more on, I've used the word dogma in the past, because every time I use the word dogma, that is a negative connotation, right?
If you pre-qualify it, then it won't be.
Right, but you understand that we do need dogma, okay?
Well, just go ahead and define dogma in your own words.
Dogma is what it's been is like, too rulesy. You know, follow this exact script, you know, set of rules, and do not have any, flexibility. That's it. Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to go ahead and tell you my priority for moving ahead.
Yeah.
My priority is both of us. Do what we can to increase our ability to handle situations, our problem-solving abilities. Okay, and one of them includes, you know, getting more foul weather I'm just going to say, just use the word foul weather.
Yeah.
That's it. And you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
going to get more. And would that be just more gritty?
Grit? Yeah, I'll use the term. I think when I think of foul weather, I think of the airplane that is probably very foul weather, is the T-28 trainer. It's a very
the one that can fly through the tornadoes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I'll just use T-28.
Okay, if you want it, that's fine.
Okay,
I'm just going to use the word grit.
So it would be T-28s and not ultralights.
Right. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so I think one of the things that causes foul weather is, repeated failures, getting slapped, because you think about when you hear the phrase gun shy, what
yeah.
causes people to get gun shy? Oh, I'm gun shy about this, I'm gun shy about that.
Yeah, okay.
And it's always because they had an event that slapped them severely.
Yeah, okay.
They've had a failure, okay? And I've always said that failure is a good instructor, but if you just keep having them and having them and having them and not having any successes,
uh-huh.
Then that instruction power starts waning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as far as trying to be,
and that's why I want to stay away from ambiguous big blue sky projects, because from what I've observed in the last 2 years, is MBH has done nothing but generate those. It's happened probably at least 5 or 6 times where you get a new reality and you have like a week-long car crash. And MVH has generated like 5 or 6 of those. And it's done nothing but that. And hasn't generated anything good yet. All it generates is kind of like, hope is a good thing, but sometimes it's a bad thing. You understand?
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, you fully understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So that's why whatever the projects I decided to choose, I chose the white truck because I knew I could do it. Because I watched the videos. I watched hours of, I probably watched 20 hours of videos before I even started. And that's why I was successful. Because I knew I could do it, so I went ahead and did it. Instead of us, you know, selling the white truck as is for, you know, $2,500. Okay? Because we could have sold it for $2,500. So, one of the things I want to do is we get more foul weather tough. Okay, so I wanted to take on, high success rate projects. Okay, doable projects. Girl next door projects. Not glamorous. Okay? And I think, you know, the garage house is one of those. So I talked about the 20 hours of videos before I started the white truck. What's on your mind? You kind of like...
No. I'm just letting you talk. I'm not interrupting you.
Oh, I thought you, the way you had your expression, and I'm looking at little micro things, and maybe I'm picking up bad signals. So
yeah,
it's like you are disagreeing with what I said.
Okay,
go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts on what I said.
Okay,
so start out with Steel Man.
So I'm glad you're. I'm glad you did that, okay?
Okay, so you are genuinely irritated.
No, I'm glad that you're being more mindful.
Okay.
All right, so that's a good thing, so.
Okay,
so
okay.
Good badger.
All right. We got the badger part out. Go ahead and finish your groove.
Okay, so you're saying to make ourselves more into you know, the T28.
Yeah.
I'll just say gritty. That's all.
Okay.
Just well, gritty.
Okay.
And the reason I like to do that is because, as I've seen you and me, both of us, where we're with other people and we use our twinisms and break the communication. I want to use it. I mean, if there's a word on the shelf, I don't want a custom word.
Yeah, okay.
I want to use off-the-shelf words. I don't want to use custom words like T28. I want to use the word grit.
Okay.
It's grit, it explains that.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so your idea of getting grit is to start off with small projects, doable projects, and maybe as time gets on and confidence goes up, make them bigger, right?
No, they can start big, but they have to be doable.
Okay,
so the garage house is a big project, but we do our 20 hours of, you know, YouTube videos before that. Because it was the 20 hours of YouTube videos, and once I did that, I had the confidence, okay?
Yeah.
So first thing I did was I did park the truck in before I started all that.
Yeah, okay.
I knew I wasn't, you know, causing any harm or anything, so I put the front end of the truck in the garage, and I jacked it up, I put it on blocks, okay, those big wooden blocks,
okay,
it stood on blocks without wheels for many weeks before I started doing anything, okay, and that was when I was looking at the YouTube videos, because starting the project there was like, I did that because I did no damage and it's reversible. Okay. I could always put the wheels on and back the truck back out.
Yeah.
And that, so that's free.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, as far as the, say the garage house, I would like to say a plan that we could commit to. You know, like when I talked about the kitchen sink, we decided we're going to put the sink dead center. Okay, we made a commitment. Okay,
okay.
And as long as we make that commitment, then your mind can continue working forward from that. But if for example we didn't, then your mind is not good at planning, because when you have you can't build a. It'll be, if you have a wobbly foundation, you'll have a wobbly house,
yeah.
and then the roof will be really wobbly.
Okay.
By wobbly means that lots of failures and lots of just things not getting done in the first place.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are the two failures. Is one is you just dive in the deep end, okay, hoping for luck or hoping for the luck fairy.
Yeah.
You dive in there, and then you fail. And you fail because, okay, girl said, I forget, she said, plan to fail, fail to plan, something like that. Basically, planning is anti-failure.
Yeah.
Okay. Planning, real effective planning, because our planning skills, both of our planning skills are bad. Okay? They haven't evolved. Okay, because there's a lot of stuff I just dive in there still without any planning. Okay, so that's just one thing I want to increase is our planning abilities. It's ugly work. It's kind of tedious and it's like tofu. You know, it's not sweet. It's broccoli. Okay, it's broccoli before the chocolate cake. And maybe that's one reason we don't do it. We just want chocolate cake. Like all my a lot of my programming endeavors is chocolate cake. To some degree, that's like a negative reasoning for punch through. I mean, I still believe in punch through, but that's one thing about punch through is it's I want my chocolate cake. But then, so I think maybe in the future I'll still go for punch-throughs, but have more planning. Okay. Do you have anything on your mind?
Now, I guess just as far as your stress. Okay, I'm having kind of a 7-day. You know, when I'm feeling pretty good, so I'm very gritty right now. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you one question. Of all of the stress that you currently have, what pie slice percent comes from me?
Okay, first off, it is clearly, very clearly, very clearly over 50%. Okay, that is unarguable. Okay, now where I'm, if I had to like put a number down, I would say 70%, because there's so, and of course in this discussion, I'm keep in mind that in this discussion, I'm keeping certain cards close to the vest. Okay,
what cards?
I'm keeping certain cards close to the vest, hiding, being not transparent.
Yeah. Okay.
Being mulliganing.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you're sick. Okay.
So you're saying it's possibly higher than 70%, right?
Well,
yes or
no, but I'm just saying, like, the discussions and getting into that is something that's not a good thing to do today.
Okay.
And me answering why you, in your mind, you, I'm going to be a little bit of transparent right now.
Okay, go ahead.
In your mind, you have like, if you were Bob, you would have like these, non-refill pie slices, okay? And they're much higher than mine. And, if we were to get into those, that's one of the things that we're not ready for. Okay, that's it. And there's two things that the two halves to not ready. One is you would receive it and cause sadness and madness. Mm-hmm. Two, I would not state it in I want a single word that's opposite of grit. And I want it to be like not insulting. I want it to be but it is. It's opposite of grit is bad.
Well, in sandpaper language, it's smooth.
Oh.
Smooth.
All right, we'll just do that. Okay. So yeah.
Okay.
When I come up with something better, I will.
All right.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I forgot my train of thought, but anyways. Okay, so I think the highest priority is, are you kind of gritty?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's one reality that you haven't adopted yet.
What?
I'm going to just say it, and I don't believe what I'm saying, but it's just a lot of times I say that because I just want to communicate clearly.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to like hyperbolize, okay?
Okay.
But I think in your mind, you think that, if we had to like if the pie slices, you know, your slice and my slices, which slice is like a source of our problems, okay? Mm-hmm. And in your mind, we're like at 50-50, or at worst, you know, 40-60, you know, where you're the one that is the source of more problems by 60%, and I'm the source of problems by 40%.
I don't understand the statement. Are you talking in perspective of you or from perspective of me?
Both of us. So you're saying that Because every time I say, hey, let's work on fixing Richard, and then you say, no.
Okay, let's just state things in complete sentences, because you're and not relying on what was said just a second before. Just okay. Say like you're starting.
Okay,
over.
Well, if something's on your mind right now,
I'm asking you the question about pie slices, but I just don't understand because.
Okay, in your mind, you believe. You blame our problems. You blame me just as much as you blame you.
Okay.
That's it. I get 50% of the blame. You get 50% of blame. And my assertion is, in reality, because of your sickness, because of your anger, because of your level of desperation, you are an actual source of most of the problems. You generate most of the problems.
Okay.
And then, and I don't want to get into metrics because every time I, every time I get into metrics, that's when the walls come up and you said, okay, we're done. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to do it. Because I'm still going to assume that you're still kind of brittle.
Okay, think about wrapping this up because it's already past 20 minutes.
When we're done. Unless you have a point, let's just wrap it up because I think.
I'm just going to do a wind up right now.
You wanted to do the tape because you had a point. Go ahead and make that tape. So it's not a wind down; it's a full blown point.
The only thing I'm going to say is, say everything you needed to say, and just wilt in the tape.
I did.
And make sure that once the tape is stopped, you say no more.
I can't make that promise. No.
I'll just say start the tape again if you do. If you infract, I'll just say start the tape.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have anything on my mind. Have we handled everything that you wanted to do? Because you wanted me to start recording. Have we fulfilled you all of what you wanted to do?
I'll say no.
Okay, so what did you want to do?
Let's just go ahead and just stop the tape right now, because this is a good stopping point.
Actually, I want you to end it with me telling you what you wanted to do. And that would be the perfect end of this tape, is what you want. Because it's almost like, you know, what's happening in the next episode, you know, like they say. In the movies, or in the series, TV series, old 70s TV series. Next week, on $6 Million Man, you know, he fights the boogeyman, or the swamp monster.
Okay.
So you tell me what I want. The end of this tape is, you tell me what you really wanted to accomplish with this tape.
Okay. The idea was to just do mutual priorities and try to stick to them without any jabbing, platforming, and any of the things that sidetrack such a conversation.
Okay, and I think I did that. I presented a priority, and I don't know what your opinion on it is, but you go ahead and give me your opinion on that priority. First, Steel Man the priority, just in case.
Okay, it's just working on different projects. Just start working on doable projects.
Why?
To build confidence.
Yeah, okay. So the peak priority is to increase our ability to be GSD. Just when I say GSD ability, it includes grittiness, awareness, gas cappiness, all of that. Anything that we've always associated every time we means by GSD. Do you understand?
Yeah. Okay.
GSD is the ability to, like, have the ability to, like, generate successes in life.
Okay.
The ability to generate successes in life, that'll be, like, what I call GSD ability, okay?
Okay.
So, basically, we're not directly creating successes in life. We're spending most of the time becoming animals to create successes in life. But the funny thing is, maybe one way of doing that is to create successes in life. Because when you create a success in life, you get better at success generation.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's it.
All right.
And to that end, I want to us to work on... Okay, so to that end, actually, the tape is still rolling because I still got some lot to talk about right now.
No, Robert, I don't want these tapes to get too long. It's already been 25 minutes.
I'm going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Absolute stop at a half hour. Look at the time right now.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Easy. Okay, I will have 2 points that I want to talk about on the next tape, okay? If we're going to go ahead and start working on projects, like I said, and you agreed that that's a good thing to work on, okay? Mm-hmm. If you have a better take, you bring it up, okay? And then on the next recording or whatever, but that's what we'll do. What I would like to do is I want to do like more of these construction projects. Examples would be your kitchen.
Yeah.
Example would be, the water closet. So that's going to change immensely if we get water, because it's still up in the air. I think there's like 70% chance that you're getting water, but there's 30% chance that something's going to get in the way. Okay, but there's 70% chance that you're getting city water. Okay, but water closet is another. All the bikes, the boat, okay, those projects, and planning on, not only the planning on the garage house, but you wanted certain things like, generate YouTube videos on how to build a house, okay, that's part of that, okay, and that's it. Okay, but what I also, here's the second half of what I wanted to talk about. Okay, that was the first half, this is the second half. Let's go ahead and remove the asymptotiness from MVH. That's it. Figure out, because I see MVH as a source of hope for you. And if you, as soon as that's threatened, then you start backing off. That's kind of what I see. Is that true, maybe?
That's probably true within there, yeah.
Okay, so anything, if I like say, hey, Richard, why don't you set that meeting up? And if that meeting is one that you know will like, kill MVH because you're going to get realities, then you don't want to do it. And you want to like kick that can down into, to 2026.
I heard what you said.
Okay. All right. That's good enough. All right. I don't have anything else to say. Do you have anything? I'm done. It's 25. It's 30.
Okay. Go ahead and stop the tape and we will have another one.
All right. Okay.
In about what time do you want to have it? Say 5 o'clock?
5's good. All right.
Okay.